This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. You know, I'm bracing myself for the snow that's on the way.
Yeah, man. We're talking 2 to 4 inches, man. And we're bracing ourselves. Man, this is Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's going to be the first substantial one of the year, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, I do, man, and, you know, well, the holiday is right around the corner, so, you know, you and I are going to be working most of the holidays, so, and we've chosen to do that, so that's good for the listening audience. We're not going to be taking off other than Christmas Day and New Year's Day. The rest of it, we're going to be toiling in the vineyards. But it's my favorite time of the week. It's Thursday at 8 o'clock, and I am joined by my good friend and confidant, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist from Welltopia Pharmacy. And Dr. Omar, before I even, I have to say this and get this out. So I finally got, well, didn't finally get, but the test back from my, the blood test back from my primary doctor. I've concluded all of my testing from all of my doctors, and all of it looks the best it has ever looked. This is the absolute truth to those of you in the listening audience. I would not lie to you. I would not lie to you.
That's great to know.
All of my doctors have all said, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it, because your health is really great. And here I sit as a guy who turned 70 this year, and who had many different maladies, just true. And then I met a guy named Omar the Pharmacist and started listening to him. This is the unmitigated truth. And I feel better than I have in the last 15 years of my life. And even though, you know, the aging process, which, you know, is all of us are going to have to deal with. Dr. Omar, you know exactly what you are talking about, and it's why I'm so thrilled to have you in this segment on, and I hope our listeners really understand the impact of what it is you do. You're not the average Joe. You're not the average pharmacist. You're a guy. You just got back from other research, and you continue to do that. And, man, every time. I was out at your pharmacy the other day when you weren't there. I had a sniffle. And, what am I going to do? I know what I'm doing. I'm going out to Welltopia Pharmacy, and I'm going to see the pharmacist there. And they gave me some things, and, man, the sniffles are gone. Somebody talked to me the other day and said, Harold, your voice is really, my voice is, I mean, this is amazing, Dr. Omar. But anyway, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Earl. I'm very happy that your health is in good shape, and I'm very happy that I've been helping and helping you, and this makes my work really fulfilled and make me feel happy doing what I'm doing every day, because truly pharmacists know so much about health, and they have knowledge, and patients should be able to reach pharmacists. Unfortunately, with the current workload thrown on the shoulders of pharmacists in pharmacies, it's very hard to ask clinical questions. Now you call the big box stores and you stay on hold for an hour, and the new thing, you leave a voice message and someone calls you back after an hour, which is unprecedented in the history of being able to speak to a pharmacist. We wish, with the change in management in healthcare, that this wouldn't be overlooked, the role of pharmacists in the community, trying to free the pharmacist time to speak with patients. Because as you say, certain things, certain health tips, I didn't do much with you. It was not a miracle. We talked about what you eat, how you sleep. We talked about some of the tweaks in the medications, and we talked about some of the supplements and lifestyle changes. These are simple tips that are science validated and we all can do and work on, right?
Right. Well, anyway, Dr. Omar, I just wanted to say, man, it's, I mean, I feel so great, man, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of my life. The evil consequences of time, you can't control, I can't control, but certainly the quality of my life has improved. And that's what this is about.
Appreciate it.
All right, so Dr. Omar, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about, first, about calcium and vitamin D, because we had some news about the calcium and vitamin D are not helping to decrease fractures in the body. And as we were discussing before the show, and I just want to say something, a statement for the sake of the supplements industry. Because when you go to the doctor and they tell you you're getting osteopenia or osteoporosis, or you have brittle bones, you are more prone to fractures, and then you don't want to take medications, and you start taking calcium and vitamin D from the store, and that's kind of oversimplifying the problem and the solution, because the calcium is essential for building and maintaining the bone mass. But without adequate calcium intake, without adequate other nutrients, you're going to have this calcium directly towards your arteries, soft tissues. Then you're going to laterally have bones in your arteries. So that's not going to help you. Taking vitamin D, it helps the body to absorb the calcium effectively. But if you take vitamin D and you don't take enough vitamin K2, you're going to not have the vitamin D for your bones. So the thing is, like, think of the bones as a healthy living organ in your body. You need to take enough nutrients, you need to do resistance training, and we have to think of it as a program. When I have someone coming to my store and say we have side effects from taking medications to help with osteoporosis like Fosamax, we want to take bone supplements, I tell them, hey, listen, I'm going to help you with that, but this is a commitment for 1 year to start seeing results for what I will give you as supplements, and 3 years if you want to reverse osteopenia and osteoporosis. And I give them a box that contains concentrated amounts of vitamin K2 and vitamin D, special forms of calcium, better absorbed, and it also have strontium, also have magnesium and other ingredients that really support the bone matrix. Sometimes I would get the answer of I need a simpler program, so I try to modulate that program to help the individual, but I try to always be realistic that we are talking about increasing bone density, and that is a plan. And when we take a medication like Fosamax, Alendronate, These medications decrease the breakdown of bones, but we need to build healthy bones. So it's not just a prescription pad. It is a plan for better health, because the statistics are showing that within the 2 years of someone having a hip fracture, there is significant increase in the incidence of death, low quality of life, and we see it in our beloved ones, in our parents and our grandparents.
You know, Dr. Omar, you mentioned that, I don't know, a couple months ago, and a good friend of mine was 93, really healthy. He fell, broke his hip, and he wound up passing. We just had Senator Nancy Pelosi take a fall and break her hip. And so ever since you mentioned that, I've noticed that, I don't know, you know, what the reasoning is, but yeah, when you break a hip or break something at that age, I don't know why it has to be a death sentence, but in many instances, it expedites death, and you just explain why. I want to say this, Dr. Omar, before we move on. Got great comments from Tony. His wife is a pharmacist. She told him about the low enrollment in pharmacy schools because of the conditions and cuts of jobs in healthcare. She has talked with other hospital pharmacies, and none of them tell people to go into pharmacy better off becoming medical doctors. This is going to be a tremendous problem down the road, Dr. Omar. Is it safe to say that?
Of course, it is a tremendous problem, but I was just talking to Dean of MCW, visited my store, and we were talking about the shortage in healthcare for pharmacists, and he showed me some statistics and studies showing that there is going to be shortage of pharmacists for ages to come. And if you go to pharmacy school, you're going to find jobs. And a pharmacist in healthcare is able to move between systems and is able to work with in the hospitals, work directly with the consumer. The challenges that we're seeing now in terms of so much work and so less time to enjoy it, this is for everyone in healthcare. But pharmacy can be enjoyable. It is not an easy study, but I mean, we have to be realistic. There is going to be jobs for pharmacists, and we have to focus on what we like and what we want to do.
All right. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk about insulin with Dr. Omar coming up on the Earl Ingram Show. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
all right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you? We can't hear you, Dr. Omar. Can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No problem.
So you can always call 262-429-9429, leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
And Calvin, if someone wants to know.
Yeah, you can always re-watch a replay of or a recording of the live stream on YouTube at Civic Media, or you can listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows.
And if there's something while we are having our conversation this morning or any Thursday morning at 8 o'clock with Dr. Omar, first tell somebody. But if there's any other question you want to ask of Dr. Omar, you can always do it. Dr. Omar, insulin. Insulin has been a conversation with President Biden over the last 4 years. It's been an issue for a long time when people are going through an awful lot with diabetes and all of these different things. And insulin, the cost of it has been prohibitive for many of the American people until they talk about the things that Joe Biden didn't do. But the fact that he was able to bring down the prices of insulin to be affordable to people, so many people in this country should not be forgotten. But you wanted to talk about insulin and how it relates to the human body.
Yeah, I want to talk about insulin, and mainly I want to talk about insulin resistance. When we hear it, visiting the doctor's office when you are 50 or 60 or younger, insulin resistance that happens when the body cells don't respond well to insulin. Insulin is the hormone itself that helps to move the sugar from the blood into the cells to give us energy. Think of insulin as like the key that unlocks the cells. When resistance happens, the key doesn't fit properly and sugar builds up in the blood. And that affects the cholesterol, that affects the brain, that can cause over time dementia, can be linked to Alzheimer's, can be linked to gaining weight. So many health conditions that are going to deteriorate if you have insulin resistance and you're not looking at it just the right way. And what we see happening from the companies that produce insulin is that they have all those drugs that help you easily take more insulin, but the investment to help people follow through with the simple ways to decrease insulin resistance is a challenge and a problem, because I think we don't have a clear understanding of the effect of insulin resistance and what it does in the body. To give you an example, on the gut, for gut health, it's closely tied to gut health. When blood sugar spikes frequently, disrupt the gut microbiome, which is the healthy culture in your gut, that leads to inflammation, leaky gut, inflammation. We are living in the inflammatory kind of environment, and that time by time would lead to cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, very serious disease states.
Dr. Omar, you need to repeat that. The last segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about the effect of insulin resistance on the gut health. Increasing inflammation is by default increases the chances of having cancers later over the years. So if you start to eat unhealthy and later on you get a diagnosis, that can be related to insulin resistance. The simpler health conditions that can happen are leaky gut, in which you have a challenge in the absorption of food through the single cell layer in the gut that helps to pass through the nutrients to your system, your bloodstream. You're actually having inflammatory foods passing through, increasing inflammation in the body. So That's just effect on the gut. How about the blood vessels and the heart? More inflammation on blood vessels and the heart increases the risk of heart disease. And that's why we have new medications that came out in the last few years that would help lower blood sugar and also help with the heart condition, like Farxiga. This is a very good medication that helps with to prevent heart failure for patients with type 2 diabetes. For the brain, this is a very interesting area for insulin resistance because it affects the brain as well. When the brain is resistant to insulin, which is important in the mechanism of the production of glucose and making this sugar available for the brain, insulin plays a role. When there is insulin resistance, there is a struggle in this energy production, and it's linked to Alzheimer's. And I want to tell you that there is a fascinating research happening now for the use of GLP and GIP1 agonists, GLP1 and the GIP agonists, the medications that we see. These medications are actually investigated to help with dementia and Alzheimer's.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and why should you be listening? Well, really, you've got from A to Z why you should be listening. You know, everybody's fearful of Alzheimer's and all those other things. Dr. Omar is giving you information on how you can possibly prevent it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, we were talking, Dr. Omar, about insulin resistance. How does one know if they are insulin resistant?
Well, there are signs in the body that you would know that you're starting to get in the risk of insulin resistance, like being overweight, obese, excessive body weight, especially in the abdomen, around the abdomen area. If you have sedentary lifestyle, you're not exercising, you're not moving. Physical activity is very important. So if you're not active, that's a challenge. Also, family history of type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular disease elevates the risk. If a woman is diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, these are women at higher risk or family history. But also, if you visit the doctor and they do your labs and you start to see the fasting blood sugar going above 90, above 90, well, actually, normal is 70 to 99. But if you get fasting blood sugar 105 and you get a pat on your shoulder from your doctor, there is a challenge. It's creeping up. It starts to be impaired from 100 to 125 fasting, which means you haven't eaten and you didn't eat for like 2 hours, and you do it first thing in the morning or after you eat. Your blood sugar is less than 160. If it goes above 160 after you eat by 1 or 2 hours, then there is like, you can get a diagnosis of diabetes. The more definite numbers that you should look at for your lab work is the A1C, which is glycated blood sugar within the last 3 months. The normal is below 5.7. Pre-diabetes 5.7 to 6.4. Diabetes is more than 6.5. Functional medicine tells you to start to worry when your A1C goes above 5.4 or above. Improving the numbers is always key. What I want to talk about is hope, not just be like kind of depression podcast. So let's say early that we have huge data points that came from 51 million people that wore CGM devices, continuous glucose monitoring devices. And those 51 million devices were put in studies and data points to show what are the worst and the best foods that would help blood sugar, help decrease or increase the risk of insulin resistance. And I'm going to tell you some fascinating names, specific names of things that can be worst and that can be best. I'll start with the first one. What's the worst thing that you can do that would increase your risk of diabetes, insulin resistance, etc., if you keep eating them? Skittles.
hey Calvin, Skittles. Are you a guy who eats Skittles? You kind of young guy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Skittles are my go-to, but I do love candy.
All right. Well, he's a young
guy. Just sugar on sugar on sugar. That's a challenge of Skittles.
Okay.
Sugar coated by sugar. There's no fats. There's no proteins. There's nothing. Just pure, delicious sugar. So that is kind of a challenging. That came as number one that does spikes in the insulin produced in the body to help take care of this high rise in blood sugar. So insulin is good. It's very important, vital for life. The challenge is like we don't need a lot of it to help. But if you are always eating foods with high glycemic index that causes spikes in blood sugar, the body produces a lot of insulin over time. The resistance happens when you're not utilizing these molecules the best. So Skittles are bad, but another thing that came up that made me really worried that what we see on the packages of foods are very troublesome to be understanding and following through is cereal. Cereal is bad. Like a lot of cereal like are causing problems, and they come up as spiking blood sugar more than many candies. Think of it, if you eat a cake of caramel, that's going to spike your blood sugar less than when you eat a bowl of cinnamon crunch.
Really?
Cereal
really?
Bowl.
Cinnamon? Really?
Real data that coming from people wearing 24/7 continuous glucose monitoring devices. And by that, with the change in management and healthcare, I wish if we do democratization of wearing CGM devices, because many insurances are still not covering them, because like that, people can see 24/7 what are the foods that we eat that increase or decrease the blood sugar, so we have more smart choices of the foods that we can eat.
Dr. Omar, you talk about cereal. We live in a time now, you walk down an aisle, there's a whole aisle from beginning to end with options on cereal.
And cinnamon honey crunch, you know, it's like delicious stuff.
Yeah, but you know, parents don't know their, you know, the children love them. I'm guilty, man. I used to, you know, a few years back before I knew any better, that was my go-to cereal. And so we didn't know, and people don't know the impact of those things on their bodies. And that's just one brand. You know, but Dr. Omar, even those brands that aren't really sugary, they have sugar in them.
Yes, the worst fact is that sugar is put in most of the foods for children. And living in a community that we want to feed the children before they leave the house, we try to get them what they like. So the choices are very limited if we are just going to go with packaged food. Not all the cereals are the same. Some of them are the worst when it comes to increasing blood sugar. But unfortunately, some of the very delicious ones are going to be troublesome to raise the children, making them eat these kind of foods. And that's why we want to keep the good foods actually in the house. So we talked about some of the bad foods, like candy, Twizzlers, all of that kind of really delicious foods. We see those kind of candy in sugar, and then the kids want to eat them all day long. But there are also good and healthy foods, avocado, eggs, some of the fruits that have sugar in them that are also helpful, full of antioxidants, are berries, like blueberries. But if we buy them, we have to look at the dirty dozen and the clean dozen, which are the foods that are that have pesticides on them that are affected the most, and the foods that are the cleaner. So if we're buying those kind of dirty dozen, we have to make sure that they are organic.
The dirty dozen.
So it's getting more complex. But I want to tell you something also, Earl, is that in the coming months and years, there is going to be apps that will contain this data. And it's going to simplify the information in terms of based on the research of people wearing those devices according to the foods that spike and lower blood sugar. These are the best foods and the worst foods. So you will be able to look at the scan, the label in the store, and then it will tell you how much calories are inside and how much this actually would affect your body type. So there's going to be more democratization of specific medicine that would help, like personalized medicine, because also not all the foods are affecting people the same. A young female, 25 years old, with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, the foods that she will eat are not going to affect her the same as someone with different health condition. So there is many scientists and companies that are going to use the data that come out from these new medical devices and will use it to make and simplify the choices for us. And I think the food industry will follow, because they will see that they are now naked from the bare lies that they tell about this is healthy, this is good, this is will help you. Soda, don't drink regular soda. This is diet soda. Drink it every day and feel happy, you know? It's going to be changing. You know,
Dr. Omar, this dialogue, this conversation, this information that you are bringing to us, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, I know there are people who are listening who don't believe that our government would allow corporations to do the kinds of things that they are doing, and that there are all these checks and balances in place. And surely a lot of people say, well, nobody's twisting the arms of the American people and making them do this. They have a right to say no to those kinds of things. And they would be right that if people knew what they were up against, if people knew that all those things, those shiny objects that they see in the grocery store are not good for them, then they would certainly, and if they knew the impact that it would have on them and their families, they would make better decisions. But at the root of all of this, Dr. Omar, is the fact that people aren't aware that these things are taking place and that they are really damaging their bodies and their children's bodies in the long run. It doesn't happen overnight, right?
I agree with you. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens, and the challenge that it happens over not just days and months, it happens over years. So that's why I want the people to be aware when they look at their lab work after visiting the doctors. Do not just look for the that there is nothing out of the outliers. Look at each number and ask the doctor, what does it mean in relationship to my health? So if you see the A1C number this year is going up just 1 point or 0.2 points, check on this and make sure that these numbers are going down, not going up, so you can be in better health. And the challenge, I want to tell you a story. I went to Capitol Hill to help with some of the compounding, defending in front of the Congress. And who did I see in these kind of congressmen rooms, standing in front of the rooms, trying to get their bills passing through? It's not the average person like me and you. It's companies that have a lot of money that can lobby to make their ideas and their projects go through. So we have to fight for our health, because many times the government are not going to be able to take things and do things on their own. Our own understanding and knowledge and conscious, collective conscious, is very important.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thingsville. Any questions or comments, always welcome on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, if there's someone who wants to get in touch with you,
they can go to wiltopiarx.com, schedule a consult, or call at 262-429-9429, talk to me or leave me a message.
And Calvin, if someone misses...
Yeah, you can search the Earl Ingram Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can also watch a replay of the live stream on Civic Media's YouTube channel.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm happy to hear about your improved health under Dr. Omar's guidance. I've been under the care of a functional medicine doctor. I have more than a few years on you, and I can guarantee that you can look forward to that, too. My question has to do with, Earl, you have had a significant focus of lead in water and, you know, the effect on our health. And Dr. Omar, I know that you have, you know, your expertise is in pharmaceuticals, but I think you have a pretty good, you know, understanding of our physiology. And I wonder if you can say something about what is the effect of our drinking, you know, lead in our drinking waters on our bodies. It's pretty concerning.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much as always.
So, Eric, lead is toxic metal that poses significant health risks. And that's why I am having it in the drinking water. Contamination in the drinking water is a problem. And that's why I always recommend it to have a high quality filter for the water that you drink at home. It affects the children, pregnant women, affects adults, affects people who work in different industries. So if you're suspecting that you have, you're lethargic, you're tired, you think that you have contamination of lead or other toxicities, there are tests, special tests that we can do, we can order for you that are going to tell us the type of toxicities that you have, and we can specify these toxicities, and there are ways in order to get rid of them. It can take weeks and months, sometimes years, to help with detoxification of the body of lead and other metals, heavy metals, but it is crucial to make sure that you don't have this toxic metal in your body.
Go ahead, Dr. Omar. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give kind of a summary of best and worst practice that we can do to help our insulin management.
Go ahead.
In very simple terms. So, like, as we mentioned, some of the foods that are worst, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Twizzlers, jelly beans, highly processed, pure sugar, that cause massive spikes. But there are also foods that are very healthy, that and some of the hacks that we can do to support our bodies. For instance, if you eat an apple, all right, that causes increase fast spike in the blood sugar. But if you just add, like, let's say chia seeds with the apple, or even peanut butter, that decreases it dramatically, all right? So mixing between the sugar in the foods that we eat with other fats to take, that make it better. After you eat, by like 20 minutes or so, or even an hour, walk. Just take a walk. That affects the utilization of insulin with the sugar in your body dramatically. Some of the foods that would help you is a balanced meal structure. Don't take just pure sugar. Always add fats and proteins. These are very important for a lower glucose index, right? So combining carbs with proteins, fats, and fiber would be helpful. And lastly, please always remember the olives. Always remember macadamia nuts and the healthy foods that you can always get from the sides of the store. And try to avoid the center of the store where you have the packaged food.
You know what's amazing?
Yeah, you know?
You said macadamia nuts. I love pecans. They're not the same, I guess. If you're talking, can you substitute pecans for the macadamia nuts?
You can. The best thing to do is to take small portions from these healthy nuts. Just eat small portions and don't overdo anything. I have a friend of mine. Her mother heard about chia seeds and she loved it, and she kept eating it all day long until she went to the ER and they told her, you have chia seeds coming out of your nose. You know, so it's good to do it, but not to overdo it, anything, you know?
Dr. Omar, thank you.
Thank you
for the life-changing information that you bring to the Earl Ingram Show and Civic Media. Every week, and, you know, and every month, and hopefully year in and year out. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Eric.
Happy holiday to you and your family.
All right.
Up next, we are going to be joined by Sean Fetterplace. He's with Badger Care Expansion. 855-75.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.